The Columbia Festival of the Arts is about to launch its new season of events, and they do so with a new schedule and a new executive director. Todd Olson took the reins of the 28-year-old festival in August. He comes to Howard County from St. Petersburg, Florida, where he served for 11 years as the artistic director of the American Stage Theater Company. Columbia Festival of the Arts Spring Festival opens tomorrow and runs through the weekend. It's called American Roots, and Todd Olson joins me in the studio this morning. Good to see you. Welcome
Great to
Maryland.
Be here. Thank you so much.
And
appreciate
welcome
it.
Welcome to Maryland Morning. So the big news with the Columbia Festival is that the schedule is different. In years past, the festival ran over 3 weekends only in the month of June, but now you're going to change that all up. So what's going to happen now, moving forward?
Well, it's the same multidisciplinary festival that we've always had. We just have a different shape, and we're going to be doing festivals seasonally. So for a year, rather over a weekend's time, rather than the one over summer, over 16 days, 3 weekends. So, but we're still the same old festival relative to the substance of it. And I hope everyone is as exciting and memorable as all the festivals people tell me about in the past.
Mm-hmm. So we have one this weekend.
Yeah.
And then there'll be, again, this summer, there'll be 3 weekends worth of festival in June.
Yeah. And hereafter, I say all that. June is still going to be 3 weekends, but it's just because this is our transitional year, and there's boring revenue and funding and granting things that go into that. But this summer will be the 12th through the 27th of June. And then in the new fiscal year, starting with the October festival, it'll be 3-day festivals.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have April, June, October, and then February.
February, right.
And then we'll go back to April, right?
Yes.
All right. So the challenge then is to reorient people's expectation and people's excitement about the festival. It used to be something you looked forward to at a particular month of the year.
Yeah.
How are you approaching that?
Well, it's that, you know, slow heat bends the rock thing. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that metaphor. The other one I like is that, you know, we're sort of building the plane as we're flying it. You know, there's a 27-year tradition in Howard County, and we're now breaking it up, and we're presenting it in different portions, if you will. So, you know, I think the events begin Friday, and then all day Saturday, and most of the day Sunday. And I think some people have followed and will come. And I think some people will learn about us. And then the word of mouth will head on and we'll hit people who say, wait a minute, I thought it was June. And that's just going to be our road. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's going to be the way people learn and how we change minds and attract people.
So you're a theater artist. You come from a theater background. You were running a theater company down there in St. Petersburg, Florida. What do you think is the role and the opportunity for a festival as opposed to, you know, a single genre arts organization, a theater company, orchestra, ballet company?
I think they both, I think they all aspire to do the same things, which is bring great art to a curious and a community desirous of that sort of art. What I like about the festival is that, you know, for the last 15 years or so, I've really been focusing on professional theater. And now I get to concentrate on authors and poets and modern dance and musicians and all sorts of things and visual artists. So I get to consider all of that. And those are all building blocks to fascinating festivals. So it's just it's a broader view. And I love that. So.
On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. My guest, Todd Olson, he's just become the director. He started in August, the director of the Columbia Festival of the Arts, and their first spring festival is taking place this weekend. So it's called, this weekend's festival is called American Roots, spelled R-O-U-T-E-S.
Yeah.
Will each month, each festival that you have, each of the four have a different theme, a different thematic?
They will. Mm-hmm. They'll just have a focus that way. And as I sort of look at the next year and a half, it's sort of there are a lot of international themes. There's, you know, the British invasion in the fall. Next spring is Viva la Vida. So it's Mexican, Latin America, Spanish culture and art forms. Silk Road Stories will be next summer, which will sort of get that swath from China, Korea, India, all the way to Greece. So I kind of knew that that would be the route of us, if you will, and it made sense to start at home and start with, I got really interested in where we came from and artists with really interesting stories of how they got here from other countries. And that's how themes are formed.
So you've got all sorts of stuff. I mean, you really are all over the map in terms of the offerings. You've got a piece that you've done elsewhere. You just got back from Oklahoma City where you did a thing called the Amish Project. You
Right.
got from there to a couple of people who play concerts in their underwear called the Skivvies.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I mean, so it really does, it runs the gamut.
Yeah.
How do you approach the programming of something like this?
It's an ongoing process. It really is. I think it started with, we're doing two plays. One is called The Whipping Man, and the other is The Amish Project that you mentioned. And I think I thought of those when we found this venue called Oliver's Carriage House in town center, Columbia, which is built in the 1820s. It's a stone carriage house. So it felt part like an Amish barn, but also like a one-room schoolhouse. It was really very intimate. But it was also standing in the last days of the Civil War, and that's what Whipping Man is. It takes place in the last days of the Civil War, and I got really interested in those two stories. So I think a lot of our American character was born out of the Civil War, so that made sense. Amish Project is really about, based on a true story that happened in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania in 2006.
And a horrible school shooting there.
Right, and it's really about... it's a remarkable play that is not political at all. In fact, can be funny sometimes in Jessica Dickey's artful way of putting things. But it really is about faith and forgiveness and how do we move on after such tragedy. And I think that's an important part of the American character, too. The Skivvies, which you made, it's a adult cabaret, late night cabaret, and they don't take off all of their clothes, but they do strip down versions of pop songs with classical instruments, and I thought that was a lot of fun, and I think festivals have to be a lot of fun as well. So that's a sort of our late night Saturday night offering.
Yeah, and you've got some lectures, you've got some visual art exhibitions, so it's not all just performances either.
Oh, right. Portland Cello Project is going to be our big Saturday night. I mean, they're a fascinating sort of indie rock classical hybrid, a small group of classical musicians who were born in Columbia called Town Hall. They've written a concert of their own folk music. Thought that was really interesting. Mark Edwards, who's a Baltimore guy, but he grew up in Alabama, and his life changed when he saw a classical guitar concert, and then he's toured the world and graduated from Peabody, and Mark will be with us as well. So it really is an interesting mix, and that's what we're all about.
Well, break a leg, and
hey, thanks.
As I say, welcome to town, and welcome to the very vibrant art scene here in Maryland.
You have that right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Todd Olson is the executive director of the Columbia Festival of the Arts American Roots. The Spring Festival gets underway tomorrow night with a kickoff benefit at Belmont Manor. Performances begin 6 o'clock Friday evening. We've got a link to the schedule of shows and other details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. On Friday, we remember two civil rights pioneers, Dr. Levi Watkins and Dr. Elijah Saunders. I hope you'll join us Friday morning here on Maryland Morning. Until then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for hanging with us. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Tomorrow, retired Maryland teacher Beatrice Payne turns 106. She graduated from Bowie State when it was a teacher's college in 1928 and became a grade school teacher. She taught for decades in Baltimore County. We interviewed her in February for Bowie State's 150th anniversary. Find it at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. We're back Friday. Hope you'll join us.